It's Monday, September 14, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: how to grow your customer base 10%, how to achieve above industry median performance, and how to find more people for tech jobs. This is the Business of Tech. A new Deutsche Bank report on the growing digital divide, showing a 10% lower level of broadband penetration for Black households than white. That shows Black and Hispanic people are a decade behind white people in the U.S. when it comes to levels of broadband access. How does that play out? From Axios, Black people had to venture out of their homes 135% more than white people in April compared to pre-COVID, Deutsche Bank found, per geolocation data gathered in majority Black and majority white neighborhoods in Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. Why do we care? Let's say this another way. For businesses focused on e-commerce or online delivery of solutions, a portion of the population is 10% less able to access your services. That is market limiting. I've covered the economic divide on broadband, and I've covered how the U.S. is falling behind, and here is the divide on racial lines. Technology services providers should care about broadband availability because it's limiting your market. All those telecommunications companies, they're not letting you serve enough of the market. Keep the pressure on. Last week, the Board Challenge kicked off, which is a pledge for U.S. boards of directors to add a Black director within a year. Quoting GeekWire, among Fortune 500 companies, 9% of board members are Black men or women, reports the board list. Of S&P 500 companies, 37% lacked any Black directors, according to Black Enterprise. Diverse boards are 43% more likely than non-diverse boards to achieve financial performance above the national industry median for companies in the top quartile versus bottom quartile, according to a 2018 report by McKinsey & Company. Meanwhile, Accenture has launched their Black Founders Development Program, which focuses on helping Black business owners and leaders grow their technology businesses through more direct access to venture capital, corporate membership, and strategic connections with Accenture business partners and clients. According to a study by Rate My Investor and Diversity VC, Black startup founders receive less than 1% of all venture capital funding. A Kauffman Foundation analysis of U.S. Census Bureau data found that 28% of Black entrepreneurs' profits were limited by lack of access to capital, compared to just 10% of white entrepreneurs. Why do we care? The data this podcast yesterday reported is similar. Across 100 IT channel companies, there are 876 individuals that these companies have identified as leaders, and only 1.83% are Black. Note the recommendation of add a director. In my weekend editorial, I stated, you can actually expand the leadership team. This isn't pie. You don't only get a sliver. Make the pie bigger. Add leadership spots because you want to outperform. As an industry, we constantly talk about best-in-class performance and the best practices around them. Well, here's another. Expanding your leadership team correlates to high performance. We also know that capital is not the problem. There's plenty of cheap capital out there. Let's work to get it in more places. CompTIA has new research out focused on diversity. The punchline? Diversity is positively correlated with increased profit. 64% of respondents said they agree that an organization with a heterogeneous employee base is more likely to produce world-class innovation than one which is largely homogeneous in makeup. But also citing from the study, case in point, a Pew Research report released in January highlights a pervasive problem of racial and gender bias among STEM-oriented workers, especially those working within the high-tech industry. The same study also throws cold water on the oft-cited reason for lack of diversity in the tech industry, namely a pipeline problem caused by a dearth of minority and women job candidates. Pew's African-American and Hispanic respondents undercut this argument. Majority of these respondents told Pew they were indeed in the pipeline seeking high-tech industry jobs, yet they either weren't selected for the job after the interview process, or they were hired but left their employment thereafter due to diversity issues in the workplace. Why do we care? There's a ton of data to parse in the CompTIA study, and I'd encourage you to do so. We care because in an industry that never seems to have enough staff and always complains about being able to hire qualified people, we have data indicating there is a pipeline of people that are available, and we're losing them because of diversity issues in the workplace. If you're doing any kind of hiring and complaining you can't find people, you should be concerned about plugging this hole in the boat. You want to hire these people because you need them and you need to keep them. You can't bemoan, "I can't hire enough," if you aren't working to solve this problem. This was not a subtle episode, so thank you for listening. On the heels of the weekend editorial and research report, I felt this was something that I need to continue to dig into. I'm going to try and add more diversity stories to the podcast. It's just one more category to cover, however, all through the lens of how can we leverage the opportunity. Looking forward to your feedback. You can reach me at dave@mspradio.com or on all the social media. Thanks, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.